It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
What a wonderful time it is to be alive, to know Jesus as our Savior. Before we look into that message today, go to our website, lrwm.org, lrwm.org. On that website, you can send us an email, or you can leave a prayer request. We'll be happy to pray with you for any request that's on your heart. And you can also find some Bible study helps there that will help you study the Word of God. You can also download a free transcript of this program, It's a Good Life. Well, today we want to look in a few verses of Scripture, and once again, I would simply call this message Jesus. Well, when did Jesus come to the earth as a man? In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 23, the Bible says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Some would have you to believe that this section of Scripture and others in the New Testament only refers to Jesus, and that's it. There's no other Scriptures in the Old Testament that refers to Jesus. He's simply found in the New Testament. Well, that is totally false. All through the Word of God, we see Jesus. Look in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14 if you have your Bibles. Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and shall and bear a son, and shall call his name," you guessed it, Emmanuel. This, of course, once again, is a foreshadow or a prophetic verse telling us that Jesus was coming into the world, that God would be with us. In Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem." When was Jesus born? Well, the Bible tells us there he was born in the days of Herod the king. You know, I don't know the exact day. I don't know the exact time, the hour, the minute that Jesus came into this world as a man, as a little baby, born of a virgin. I don't know the exact time, but all I simply know is this: he came. And because he came, it's because of him that I can have eternal life, and that I do have eternal life, because I have trusted him as my Savior, not as the little baby lying in the manger, but as the one who grew into manhood, the one who lived a sinless, perfect life, and then the one who laid down his life for me, the one who shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, the one who was buried, the one who was resurrected on that third day and now lives with the Father. It's because of Jesus, the man who came, lived, and died, and rose again, that I can have eternal life, and you can as well. And if you've trusted him, you do have eternal life. It's all because of Jesus. He came, he lived, he died, and he lives now. When did he come to the earth as a man? I don't know the exact time. I simply know that he came, and that's what's important. Well, when did the Son of God come to earth? Remember, we're talking about something here that's somewhat difficult to understand unless you read the Word of God. Jesus came as a man, but what about Jesus or the Son of God? When did he come to the earth? Some think believe that he came as that little child. But as God, in Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." In the beginning. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In the beginning. Well, who is the Word? In 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, it says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the Word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. In other words, shown unto us, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. They saw God. They saw Jesus. They saw the Son of God. He was manifested in the flesh. When did the Son of God come to earth? In the beginning. In Daniel chapter 3, in verse 23 through 25, we have the record of the Hebrew children. I'm sure you're familiar with this. The three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three Hebrews refused to bow down and worship Nebuchadnezzar. Rather, they chose to serve God. They would not bow the knee to this false god, Nebuchadnezzar. But notice in these verses, Daniel 3, verses 23 through 25, it says, "And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the fiery, burning fiery furnace." They were thrown in there. In verse 24 and so forth, it says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king." And notice what Nebuchadnezzar says now. "He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt." Now notice who he saw. "And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." The Son of God was in the beginning. The Son of God always has been. In John chapter 17, verse 24, it says, "Father, I will," this is Jesus speaking, "Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." The Son of God always has been. The Son of God came to earth because He created the earth. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The Son of God always has been. Well, Jesus came to the earth as a man. Why did He do that? In Matthew chapter 9, verses 2 through 8, the Bible says, "And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house." Notice verse 8. "But when the multitudes saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men." Jesus came into the world to glorify God. He came into the world to glorify God the Father. In Matthew chapter 20, verses 27 and 28, it says, "And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant." Jesus not only came into the world as a man to glorify the Father, He came into the world to be a servant, to be a minister, to be a servant to mankind, to help people understand that they have a need and that He can meet that need. And you know He's still doing that today. He came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. And that's the third reason that He came into the world. Matthew 18:11 says, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost." He came into the world to save. Paul the Apostle made a statement. He said that he felt he was chief of sinners. And you know, when I came to the Lord and received Him as my Savior, I felt the same way. I was chief of sinners. I didn't deserve heaven. And you know something? I still don't deserve heaven on my own. And I'm not going to make it to heaven on my own. The only way I'm going to heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, you need to ask Jesus to come into your life, to come into your heart. You need to receive Him as your Savior. Lord Jesus, I know I can't save myself. I know I don't deserve heaven, but I'm trusting You today to save me so I can go to heaven. I trust You, Lord, to take my sin and to make me fit for heaven. If you'll pray that prayer, or one like it, the Bible says, to as many as received Him, that's Jesus, to them gave He power to become the sons or the children of God. If you'll pray and ask Jesus to save you today, He will save you. If you are saved and you've gotten away from the Lord wants to use you today. He hasn't left you. You've turned your back on Him, but He hasn't forgotten you. He wants you to serve Him today. Renew that love today that you once had when you first came to the Lord and received Him as your Savior. Turn from that sin and let Him lead you and use you for His honor and His glory. Father, I pray for these who are listening that You would bless them today. Bless those who need You. May they receive Jesus as Savior. May they receive Christ right now. And Father, I pray for those who have gotten away from You that You will restore to them the joy of their salvation because of Jesus. For it's in His name we pray. Amen. If you've recently trusted the Lord as your Savior, I'd like to hear about that. Go to our website, lrwm.org. On that site, you can leave us an email or you can download a transcript of this program. You can also send us an email requesting prayer. And we'll be glad to pray with you and for you for your requests. Until this same time next week, may the Lord bless you richly, is my prayer.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.